Time for the Cowboys Chris Young postgame show brought to you by Tom Thumb, the official grocer and pharmacy of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Chris.
What's up, guys?
Man, I tell you what, that was a tough one yesterday. I thought we had that in the bag going into the fourth quarter.
You hit the nail right on the head. The fourth quarter was kind of our undoing. You know, you can't let them go down and score two touchdowns. Our defense has been one of our calling cards this year, and they just could not stop him in the fourth quarter or in overtime.
We saw a stat this morning, and we had to double-check it because Sports Illustrated reported this, and the ESPN reported it also, and so did the AP, that that's the first time in the history of the Cowboys that they have ever had a 14-point lead going into the fourth quarter and blew it. That's never happened before. They've had 195 games in that situation, and they've won every single one.
I believe it. And you know what? You're supposed to win those. That's a bad loss for them. It's a mix of a lot of things. Even having the 14-point lead going into the fourth quarter, man, Dak turned it over twice. That's partially why we didn't score in the first quarter. And then you just can't give that up, man. We just fell apart defensively. And I get it. The Packers have always had our number lately. But for McCarthy, that's gotta sting.
Yeah. Did you see him showing up early at the game in the Vince Lombardi jacket?
Well, I mean, maybe he should have showed up early at the game and game planned a little better.
You know what? A couple things. One thing, I want to ask your opinion on this. In overtime, Cowboys have the ball. They're marching down the field. They're at a fourth down situation. And they were probably, at the 40-yard line, maybe?
No, they're at the 35.
35-yard line. They decided to go fourth and four for a first down rather than kick the field goal. What were you thinking at that moment?
You play to win the game. You know, I mean, it's I know that's a famous press conference, but you go for it.
You go for the first down?
Yeah, I think so.
See, I felt like kick the field goal and then let your defense make a stand. That's how I felt. Put the points up on the board.
They really didn't, though.
Well, they didn't. I know they didn't make the stand. They would have ended up losing anyway, but they didn't make the first down either. So, you know, it's all academic, I guess. Either course of action would have failed, apparently.
I don't know. I just think that was a tough loss, one that we didn't need to take. You know, now it's going to have people questioning the NFC East all over again because they're like, well, the Packers aren't that good, and they beat the Cowboys, which is dumb because every single game is different.
Yes, any given Sunday. Plus, you're going up to Green Bay. You're going on hallowed ground with 100,000 fans looking down upon you. That is a tough place for any team to visit.
Yeah, for sure. I hear what you're saying. It's an away game, any given Sunday. All those, I mean, we can use all of the, you know, euphemisms and phrases we want to use, but they should have won that game.
Yeah, definitely.
Chris, what were your thoughts about Dak Prescott's afternoon?
I think he's got to take care of the ball. I mean, he's a buddy, but I don't think he would say anything different. I think he would agree.
I think so, too. Well, next week, man, I tell you what, we have a very stout weekend for us planned with the Minnesota Vikings, who've won, I believe, 8 straight. I think they've lost one game.
Again, that's another reason why I really think we needed to win this game. As great as everything has been going, and I say us like I'm on the team, for the Cowboys, you know, now we're sitting at 6-3. If we lose next week, we're 6-4. If the Packers win, they're 5-6.
Yeah.
We're not going to catch the Eagles at that point. We need that wild card spot. So it's going to get interesting.
We'll talk to you next week after the Vikings game. It's always great to talk to you. Chris Young, thank you for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks, guys.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.